right, so let's go to hour number three. Welcome to the program. I am Jim Rome. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So the third hour is now wide open. I've got two interviews. We've already done them. Again, it's a short week for me. I'm in tomorrow, and I've got a lot to get done between now and then. But the reason I'm only working Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week is we have a pre-planned vacation to mini vacation to Madison because Madison Jano. I hope MJ, not that MJ, the other MJ, Madison Jano is not listening. If she is, she'll be blowing me up in a minute. But Madison Jano made it clear to me yesterday, we will be soaking in every single moment. This is Jake's senior year. This is probably our last Badger game. First of all, that may or may not be true, all right? But she wants to make sure. So she scheduled. We scheduled this trip many, 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 many months ago. There will never be another one. Yeah, but we can go to Arizona State games. Wherever Rogan Loam ends up. So that's why I'm not here on Thursday and Friday. We are going to Madtown. Get a football game in. Check on the senior, Jake Rome. See what's up. So that's what my week looks like. My man Cruz Pedregon is in. Cruz says, if Logan goes to IU or Purdue, I've got a summer internship program for him. That'd be pretty awesome. All right, so imagine that. Again, I'm not trying to make this about the Rome fam, but because a lot of you, I consider you all fam, so I can mention my fam. And for so many years, I didn't really mention anything about the fam, the family. If Cruz gives Logan an internship and he can hang out in the garage or at the track, think about that. Jake Rome had an internship at Del Mar Racetrack. Logan Rome could have an internship with Cruz Pedregon. Must be nice to be them. Man, if I could come back as one person, I would come back as my kid. Must be nice. The only person I'd rather be than me is either one of those kids. She's obviously not listening, Madison Jano, because she did respond. I found out the other school that he applied to. So Logan got his first two applications off yesterday. First one went to Arizona State. The second one, wait for it. This is interesting. And some of this I'm privy to, and some of this I am not. Some of this is on the advice of his counselor, and I don't know where some of this comes from. Obviously, we know his test scores. We know his GPA. We know where he stands to get in. I like that, Alvin. Nice. He applied to Arizona State, and we sat down at dinner, and Madison Jano was saying, well, Logan got his first application off. And Logan said, actually, there's two. And Madison Jano said, I didn't know. I didn't see the second one. He's like, I didn't say. Typically chill Logan. His second application went out to Boise State. Boise State. All right. All right. Now we got something.
Broncos country.
Kinda. Sorta. I already know he loves Boulder. The kid loves Boulder. He's about that lifestyle. And you know he wants to get far enough away from us so he can live that lifestyle. I already told him if he goes to Boulder, he's going to be hanging out with his surrogate uncle, Big Head. Imagine the two of them rolling. Big Head dropping F-bombs, buying beers for Rogues. We try to get Rogues to wash dogs. Let me tell you something, Head. He ain't doing it. He's not doing it. He's not chasing cattle. He's not washing dogs. He's not washing cars. Kid's privilege, man. And I did everything I could to prevent that from happening. Believe that. All right, so that's where we are with the college application process. I want to ask you one thing really quickly, and this is totally off the board, but I'm really curious. And I've touched on this, but I am curious. I'm really curious. I want to ask you, clones, did any of you play a college sport? And did you play a college sport at a small school, in a small town? You know, maybe Division III, maybe NAIA, maybe even D2. But was it a small school? And were you looking for more of a college experience, but you chose the sport over the college experience? And was it the right decision, or do you wish you had not done that because you had to make such a commitment to playing baseball or basketball or soccer or whatever it was? And looking back, do you think, man, you know what? It was kind of a drag. I wish I'd gone to a bigger school and not had to focus so much on my sport, and I feel like I missed out. Or would you say, best 4 years of my life? I want to be a collegiate athlete, and I was, and I've got those bonds, and you can never take that from me. Because that's kind of what we're doing right now. He may have applied to Arizona State. He will probably get into Arizona State based on his grades and his test scores. But I got a pretty good feeling that Logan Rome is not going to play baseball at the same program that Barry Bonds did and Dustin Pedroia. I hope, because then me and Barry can hang out together and talk about Arizona State baseball. Wouldn't that be a blast? Yo, Baroid, Rome here. Let's go to a game, dude. Let's go watch my kid. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Meanwhile, Caleb Cox is in already. Caleb is Cruz's right-hand arm man, as you all know.
Right-hand arm man.
It's showtime, 43cc. Says, quote, I'd show him the ropes. Caleb, I'll tell you this. The kid does like cars. He is a car guy. And he's a fast car guy. And he wants me to get a car that is, I'm kind of past that life. I'm no longer in that life. So actually, that might work for Logs. If Logs ends up in the state of Indiana, if he were to go to Purdue, or if he were to go to IU, that's nice to know that we've already got an internship set up for him. Problem is, unlike Big Bro, he may not be as motivated to get that line on his resume. But he is feeling baseball. Normally the kid, like a lot of teenagers, you got to drag him out of bed. Logs has been getting up with me in the morning. Like his lights are on when I leave, and I leave early to go to the gym. I think it's because of baseball, but it might be social. Baseball bat! Get this kid a monkey wrench.
Baseball bat. Get this guy a tennis racket.
Baseball bat.
Baseball bat.
Get this guy a monkey wrench.
Get this guy a tennis racket.
Awesome. All right, so actually, that is a question that I'm really curious about. If you're listening and you played collegiate sports and you went to a small school, was it the best thing you ever did? Or do you regret it and do you wish you had gone to a bigger school? Like Arizona State's a great example. If Lowe's could get a program, they would take a shot on him. You know, as a guy who drops down, comes out of the bullpen, you could spot him effectively. He's a different look. He's got some pretty nasty movement when things are right. Or do you just go to Arizona State and do what they do at Arizona State? Or do you go to some small school somewhere and play baseball if you get the opportunity? I know there are people listening that had to make a choice like that when they went to choose a college, and I'm curious how it went. So, 1-800-636-8686, or if you want to hit me up on Twitter with that, go ahead and hit me up. Let's go to the phones. Ty in Boise. All right. There you go. I said Boise State was one of the first two choices. Maybe not first two choices, but one of the first two applications. Let's go to Ty in Boise. Ty, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good, Romy. How are you doing, man?
Good, dude. Great.
I just wanted to say if I had one piece of advice to Rogan Loam for Boise State, it's no!
Why, dude?
Don't do it.
How come?
It's a farce. You know, Boise is pretty cool. It's all traffic otherwise, and there's no baseball team. It's a club. So if he has any aspirations of playing ball, don't go to Boise State.
Wait, did you say it's a club? Like it's a club or club baseball?
It's a club. It's a club. It's literally, right, like, we don't have a team. It's a club team. So, like, there's no MLB aspirations or anything like that. There's no scholarships. It's a club.
Yeah, and he has none of that either. No, I feel you. All right, Ty, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let me respond. So he said, I have one piece of advice regarding Rogan Loam applying to Boise State. And that piece of advice is, no! And when I said, why is that? He said, because there's so much traffic in the area. All right, now, I want to say, dude, we're from Los Angeles. Except Logan really never did spend much time in Los Angeles. We got down to Orange County before then. But if the argument against attending a certain school is traffic, I'm going to need another objection. We're from Southern California. I think that he can live with the dreaded Boise traffic. Ty, my man, respect, bro. Good to hear your voice. But no offense, dude, you don't know traffic. You don't know the first thing about traffic, bro-ham. I know traffic. I grew up on the 405-101 interchange. I know traffic. I grew up in the 818. So there's a lot of reasons why I will send that kid to a school or not send that kid to a school. Traffic is not one of them. He said, right, okay, but there is no baseball program. If you've got MLB aspirations, we have no MLB aspirations. I would dare say we probably don't have scholarship aspirations. I would dare say we probably have who will take us aspirations. So I wouldn't worry about that. Listen, it's not one or the other. I'm just saying the kid, shortcut Logs, just do enough to get by Logs, very talented, very smart, super kid Logs, it's not one or the other. Those are just the first two. Because the baseball thing is kind of, I don't want to say it's holding up the process, but it's kind of I don't want to say a wrench in the process either, but it's part of the process. It's not like our other son, Jake, who just applied to the best schools or the most interesting schools he can get into. There was no baseball component for Jake because Jake stopped playing baseball his senior year of high school. Logan is entering his senior year of high school, and he's still playing and loves it and is getting better. So we want to see if there's any possibility for him to play baseball on the next level, but we constantly are having this conversation. Logs, what's more important, baseball or the college experience? In the event that you can't get both, maybe you can. Maybe you can. But if you have to choose between one or the other, what's more important to you, playing college baseball or getting that college experience? And he says baseball. So we'll see. You tell me. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Nebraska. And if it sounds like, you know, I always say, I'm not going to tell you how to raise your kids, so I don't want you to tell me how to raise mine. I actually am inviting you into this conversation. If you have a background or an experience to share, let's go to Nebraska. Garrett. Hey, Garrett, good to have you. What's up?
Hey, I went to in high school. I had a chance to go to University of South Dakota to do track. And I went there and I threw the shot. And I just think he shouldn't do it because I should have went to the University of Nebraska, enjoyed the time, because this is back when Nebraska was winning all the titles. And I just missed out on that. And I went to Vermilion, South Dakota. It was just a small town. It's not much to do when you go to them small towns. Lincoln would have been a way better experience. And after 3 years, I did transfer to Lincoln, and it was just way better than a small town, just to have a great experience.
Yeah, it's interesting. Let me ask you really quickly before you go. When you went to the small town and you went for track, was there money involved, though? I mean, did it help fund your education?
Oh, yeah, I got a $1,200 scholarship, okay, which ain't much, but they can't give you a full ride in track.
Right.
You know, and that. And by the way, my name's Jarrett.
You got it. They're bad. You know what your name is, dude?
I don't like that cup.
Your name is what's on the screen. It's one of my favorite things we do at the show. The guy corrected me because I got his name wrong, and Alvin ran him. And the first time that happened, I said, Alvin, how do you run a guy when it was our mistake? Alvin, how did you do that? Why did you do that? And Alvin said, because you don't you do not correct the host. And I said, right. But the host was wrong. I think the guy knows his name better than I know his name if I've never met him before and he's correcting me and he's had that name his whole life. And I said, no, no, no. You do not correct the host.
No, no, no.
Here comes Alvin. Alvin's like, hey, dude, maybe had you gone to Nebraska directly out of high school, you would have known that instead. I don't know, dude. I'm conflicted. I don't want to go against my guy because Alvin is my guy, but we did get your name wrong. Except a rule is a rule. Rit, you're not a part of this, even if you have the same name as him, old man. Rit's like, good, now I can be involved. No, you can't, Garrett. So what I'm getting on, I'm looking at my call screen, so this is interesting. A lot of you are calling in with your experiences. I appreciate that. Call in with your experience, but do not call in and correct me and tell me I got your name wrong, even if I did. Or Alvin is going to run you, and then everything you said prior to it will not matter because nobody will remember. Only that you got run for trying to tell us that we butchered your name. You know what your name is, Garrett? It's whatever we say it is. Am I right, Alvin?
Ding.
Okay. Try it again. Anyway, I do have other thoughts. NBA Media Day, the Patriots, and where they are without Mac Jones, and more. And yeah, I'm asking you to help me raise my kid. What should Rogue and Loam do? And the best part is, I guarantee Rogues couldn't care less about this conversation. He won't go looking for it. You know, sometimes I'll say to Madison Jano, you know, this came up on the program. She's like, it did? It did? What hour? What hour? If I say to Logan, hey, Logs, you know, the clones were talking about you for an entire hour. He'd be like, cool. Do you want to hear it? No, I'm good. Yeah, but they care about you, Rogues. They're trying to find a school for you, Rogues. They're sharing their life experiences with you. Oh, that's cool. Did you bring the Rat Pack back yet? No. No. How's your velo, Logs? What's your velo right now? Can we talk about that? Can we talk about your ACT? Can we talk about your why your room looks like hell?
Scrumptious.
Can we talk about how scrumptious life can be if you just apply yourself a little bit more?
Scrumptious.
All right. When we come back, thanks for playing along. Back on track when we come back. So NFL action is in full swing at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do. And everybody can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Right now, for every leg that you add, you can boost your winnings up to 100% with payouts bigger than ever. Why bet on football anywhere else? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code ROME, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You do have to be present in state. We're lawful to wager 21 or older in most eligible states. Age does vary by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Then call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. 10-plus leg required for 100% boost. Opt-in required. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions do apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Innovative businesses see every day as an opportunity to create something new. Dell Technologies advisors are here with tools and expertise to help you do incredible things because Dell Technologies believes there's an innovator in all of us. Learn more about smart PCs powered by the Intel vPro platform that's built for business. Find tech that's right for you by calling a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. You know, I appreciate you all helping me out with this conversation about if you went to college and you played a sport and you did sort of small school, do you regret it? And do you wish you had a larger, normal college experience, or was that actually one of the best times of your life? I guess we should define small school. You know, what's small to some is not small to others. Like, what's small? I think that, like, for instance, Rogan Loam would think that 10,000 is fairly small, but a really good number. Like, 10,000 works. However, if the college is a really small school, like maybe a small private school or an NAIA school or a Division III school that is smaller than his high school, that would be too small. You know, if we're talking about 2,000 or 3,000 kids, that might be too small, depending on where it is. So when we say small, let me ask you that, because I'm getting a lot of reaction, and it's cool. It's good to see. I'm getting a lot of reaction on social, also on email and on the phones. But when we talk small school, we have to define what that is. 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, 15,000. 1-800-636-8686. Really quickly, some of the reaction. This guy is very definitive. Romy, I could have played football at a small D3 school or schools in the Northeast. I decided to go to IU and get the full college experience. Best decision ever. Nick in New York. That's what we're talking about. You know, if it's D3, D2, NAIA, or you just go full-blown college. And he said, I decided to go to Indiana, and that was the best decision ever. Hey, Rome, Ty in Boise is an idiot. Boise is beautiful. The Boise State campus is beautiful. Small town with a big town feel. Perfect place for Logs to go. He will love Boise. Sign Lance in Boise. You know what? It may or may not be right for him. I don't know. He hasn't been. But I know one thing. Traffic will not be the issue. It's a hilarious take from Ty in Boise. Hey, man, don't come here. There's too much traffic. And pollution didn't want any of that. Here's somebody. Matt in Missouri writes, went to Ottawa, Kansas for football. Small school, small town, had a blast. Smaller town and you play well, you become a god. If he has no big league aspirations, then a small town school should be it. Interesting. Sarah T is going to make it better. Let's see what she has. Boise State? Idaho? Why'd he pick that? There's nothing but potatoes out there. He should keep his eyes peeled for another school. Tell your small fry to keep looking. Signed, Sarah T. Hey, Sarah, way to advance the conversation. Way to elevate the conversation, Sarah. And finally, this guy writes, hello, Mr. Rome. I was able to play football and baseball at a D3 school, and I would not have traded it for anything. You're not going to get the social cred that you would for being an athlete at a bigger school, but you can get a balance of the college experience while also playing sports at a higher level. You should encourage him to check out his options at a smaller school. Son Bill in Seattle, a.k.a. the D3 Bo Jackson. That's funny. Again, if you could get a balance, that's the home run. If you can get both. If you go to a small school, get the college athlete experience and the college experience, that's the home run. That's the sweet spot. That's threading the needle. That's what we're looking for. Let's go to the phones. And I appreciate y'all helping me with this, clones. Let's go to Denver. Ryan in Denver. Good to have you, Ryan. How are you? Ryan, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. So I went to a small D3 college my freshman year, and I never regret any of that. And I'll tell you why. I ended up graduating from the University of Iowa after tearing my rotator cuff. However, the D3 experience, I didn't want to give up baseball. So if Logan doesn't want to give up baseball, you should encourage that path. There's a lot of advantages to going to a D3 college in terms of education as well. And
dude, so what? Give me an idea. What D3 school did you go to?
You're going
to
go.
All right, so that's not a good call. No.
you don't like that color.
I don't like that color.
I don't want to be harsh because, again, you're trying to help me, and I'm asking for your feedback. But when you say, I don't regret going to a D3 school, but there's that lag, I want to say I regret taking that phone call, but I don't want to be harsh. Hey, y'all, just listen right through the phone. So there's not that lag
that
extremely awkward silence.
Awkward.
You've all talked on the phone before, right? I know that most people just text, but you know how to use the phone, right? You've spoken on the phone before, right? You speak directly into it, and then on the upper portion of the phone, you listen. Sound comes through the upper portion. You listen, you process, you respond, and then you speak directly into the lower portion of the phone. See, that dude had good information, which I wanted, but I was unable to extract it because he did not know how to use the phone. Do not, if you're on the phone, do not listen to the show on the radio and talk to me accordingly. You're going to make it much tougher than it needs to be or should be. And I wanted that guy. All right, let's go to HB. Keith, a little closer to home. Keith in Huntington Beach. Hey, Keith, how are you?
Jim, awesome, man. How you doing?
Good, dude, good.
So, yeah, I called. My son just graduated from Augsburg University. He played college ice hockey, you know, a private Christian college in D3 in Minnesota, across from the bigger Minnesota University.
So what was that like?
And he loved it because it was he got to play all the time. And, you know, he had one D1 look, I believe, in Alaska. But he just didn't want to do it, you know, farther away. He didn't want to go that direction. But he wanted to play. And if, let's be real, if our kids aren't getting blown up right out of high school or juniors in hockey, they're not going to go in the NHL anyway or MLB. So just have the college experience and have fun playing the sport you love.
Right. So how many kids at that school?
You know what? I was just trying to Google that. It is a private Christian college, but my son's school did get to the Frozen Four, and we went to Lake Placid this year in New York. So,
once in a lifetime, man. That's as good as it gets, right?
Oh, it was awesome. And now he's playing pro roller hockey in France and getting paid to play and having a blast over there.
Incredible.
He's having a freaking blast.
Incredible. Yeah. All right, so I like that. That's really cool, Keith. Thanks so much for sharing that. He's playing roller hockey in France after going to a small Christian school and a D3 program in Minnesota. That's really interesting. All right. Hey, everybody's got a different journey. That's a really cool story. You're right. You know, the scouts aren't coming around. I don't think we have to worry about Logan's not the godson of Dave Roberts, and it's not going to be taken in the 62nd round a la Mike Piazza by the LA Dodgers. And I'm not even sure there's a next level college baseball opportunity, but the kid's trying really hard and he's got a passion for it. And we're just trying to explore those opportunities. But I am really curious, if you went to a small school and you played and that sport took up much of your time and you feel like you never got the actual college experience, do you regret that? Or was it the best thing you ever did? And I'm not talking about having pro aspirations. That's probably not going to happen. Pretty clear about that. Hey, you never know, right? You never know what kind of a senior year, how much he might grow, how much velo he might add, or if he ever picks up another ball again. But Clones, thanks for sharing this. It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. You had a say in where Jake Rome went to college. And by the way, that actually did factor in. Jake and Madison Jano went to Madison and fell in love with Madison, as essentially everybody who's ever gone to that town who could get into that school does. But part of that was generated from the show. There was an energy that came on this show when I mentioned the University of Wisconsin. I already knew about it. That's why I mentioned it to them. But it literally, the energy that was coming as a result on the program actually had a small, or maybe not even such a small factor in Jake Rome going there. So selfishly, I'm kind of bringing this up for Logs, who's got a different journey. Aaron in Iowa writes, Rome, I went through the same thing with my son. He was an all-state football player in high school. He got a scholarship from a D3 school. He played 1 year. He had a good year. In the end, he decided to transfer to Iowa for the big school experience, and he's glad he made that decision. All right, interesting. Except that Logs is not All-State. But what's interesting is you... Okay, and the other thing is, though, your son got a, quote, scholarship to a D3 school. If we're talking about some real money here, that might be different. Hey, Jim, I would never recommend a college athlete go to a small Christian school. Signed, Herb.
Stayed to see the grandkids.
Jeremy, surrounded by meth in Montana. Again, y'all know we had a house in Montana for about 10 years. I never saw any meth. I'm not saying that there isn't meth in Montana. Montana is a ginormous state. There probably is meth there. You know what? I'm going to put myself out there. Normally, I never say something without knowing it to be factually sound or correct. But I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to go on record with this. And I don't know this. I have no empirical data. I haven't done the research. And if it costs me, it costs me. But I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say every bleeping state has meth.
You're goddamn right.
Alvy. Wow. That's just my take. Okay. How do you know, Rome? Have you been to every state? No. But I'm pretty firmly convinced that every last state in this country has meth. You can't go to one single state in this nation and not find meth if you look for it hard enough. So don't put that all on Montana, Jeremy. Hey, I'll say it. There's meth here in Cali. All right, there, I said it. We have meth in Cali. Hot take, right? Hey, Rome, I thought you weren't about that hot take life. Yeah, I said it. I got another one for you, too. Whatever state you live in, meth is there. Guaranteed.
What?
You know what? I bet my life on it. Yeah, I said that, too. I am a hot take factory. All right, when we come back. Hey, listen, I appreciate that help very much. I'll keep you posted. If, in fact, Rogues sends out... I'm getting there, Alvy. If he sends out any more apps... Inside every growing business, there is an innovator. Dell Technologies has the tools to empower yours, like smart PCs powered by the Intel vPro platform that is built for business. Find tech that's right for you by calling a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Now we've got a sports update. Here you go. Here is Rich Ackerman. All right, then, one last segment. I got to admit, we did not get to everything that I had hoped to get to today. And that is largely on me because I did ask for your help with something relating to the family. And thank you very much, Clones. It has been helpful.
My bad, my friend.
My bad. I wanted to reach out to the Jungle community, the Jungle Nation, the Jungle fam, and ask you if you went to a small school and you played a sport in college, was that worth your while? Was that a great experience? Or do you wish you had gone to a larger school and not played that sport and had a college experience? So thank you very much. Appreciate that. So we come into our last segment. Remember, it is a short week for me. I'll be here tomorrow, but not Thursday and Friday. So we have a lot to get done between now and then, including Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. We started that new podcast, and we pushed that out on Fridays to start. Then we moved it back to Thursday, and because I'm not here Thursday or Friday of this week, the Big Head and I are going to tape it tomorrow. And then it will be largely up to Alvy when it pushes out because, well, Alvy. Because Alvy. Now, what I wanted to do in this last segment was talk about NBA Media Day. Some 26 teams held their media days yesterday, and some were pretty curious, some were interesting. I was going to get right to that, except I see James in Portland is back for more. So you tell me, what would you rather hear? My thoughts on NBA Media Day or James in Portland on whatever it is he's going to talk about, which is probably Alvy and his sex life. Let's go to the phones. James, my man, what's going on?
Jimmy, my man, and Alvy, a graduate from Van Nuys University. Jim, I'm not sure what's the first thing that pops in your head when I say Arizona State, but sex is the first thing that pops in my head. Could you imagine being Alvin's son and visiting ASU's campus? You step foot near a sorority house, then you turn around and your dad's gone. Look, Rogan Loam, if you're listening, Boise State has blue turf on the playing field, and Arizona State has no turf on the playing field. Come on!
Dude, you did not. You absolutely did not just say that. Exactly. Have that guy give himself his own manual buzzer. Wow, James. Easy, my man. Easy, my man. Wow. Alvy. Alvy looks like he's in a state of shock on the other side of the glass. Dude, you didn't. You did not. And the worst thing that could happen right now would be for all of you morons to come rushing up on me and him to congratulate him for that. Do not. James, my man, I love you, but do not put me in a bad spot, dude. That is the epitome of putting me in a bad spot. You did not say that. Abby, do not support him. James, Broham, there is a line even for you. No, dude, there is a line especially for you. You just crossed it. Danced all over it, crossed it. I love that he says, hey, Jimmy, my man, when you think of Arizona State, what's the first thing you think of? Sex? Again, name one college where that's not the first thing you think of. Wow. Maybe I should have given you my thoughts on NBA Media Day. James, my man, be careful. Let's finish off this thread. Wow. South Padre Island. John, good to have you. John, how are you?
Hey, Jim, I'm doing well. Thank you.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I highly recommend the small school opportunity. I know from the sounds of it, your son is a far better pitcher than I was in high school. But I still, when I went away to college, small school in Southern Oregon, got a scholarship after being noticed on the softball diamond. And, I didn't grow into my pitching. I didn't have the pitching style in high school that I did once I got to college, but I highly recommend the small school. Great opportunity for him to follow his dream to play ball.
Interesting.
Regardless of scouting and all scouts and all that stuff, MLB, forget that. Just the opportunity.
Yeah, no, believe me, we're not thinking about that. No, I appreciate that. I want to be so clear about this. I'm not trying to get the kid drafted. I'm not trying to get the kid an opportunity to play Major League Baseball. I'm not even trying to get the kid an opportunity to play college baseball per se. If it's there, great. I want to be so clear about that. I've said this a million times on this show and to him directly. Son, I love you. I adore you. I am not living vicariously through you. Jake Rome quit his senior year. So imagine, and I think a lot of you parents can relate to this, your kids play a sport growing up, and they play it their entire life growing up, and they play it through the clubs, they play travel ball, they play club ball, they play little league, whatever it is, soccer, baseball, football, and they play it, they play it, they play it, they play it, and that's part of your life growing up, and that's part of your friend group. You go to the games, you travel with the other families, and then all of a sudden your kid gets to be a senior, Jake, and there's a new coach who comes in. And Jake, who played varsity as a sophomore, finally gets his time. And the coach meets the kid And Jake is much like Madison Jano, big energy, full of life, loving everybody. The coach loves the kid and says, you're my guy. You're my guy. You're my captain. This is your team. And Jake says, you know what? I'm burned out. I don't want to play anymore. So I've got no false pretenses. This is not what this is about. I'm just trying to make sure the kids find their way and they find their passion and they understand that college is a once in a lifetime. And I'm not saying you have to go to college because you don't. If that's the journey, that's fine too. I'm not saying he has to go to college. I'm just saying it's an amazing opportunity. I went to college and it was four of the best years of my life. And it's never like that ever again the rest of your life, especially if you're lucky enough to have me as a dad and I'm stroking the check. So no, but it's not about my kid should be a major leaguer. No, he shouldn't. I know it. He knows it. We all know it. We're just trying to make the best choice and find him the best opportunity. And I'm looking for your feedback, and the feedback's been very interesting, except for James in Portland. That did not make it better. That did not help, James, when normally you do. Eric writes, James in Portland, that may be the funniest damn thing I have ever heard on the At Jim Rome Show. Really? Put Jimmy in a very precarious situation. Precarious situation. Don't use words like that. Don't glorify that guy. And don't you put me in that situation by writing precarious. Wow. James, my man. Thanks for nothing this time. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people you know you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Thank you very much for listening. My thanks to Kenny Clark and Rodney McLeod. See you tomorrow. We're out.